Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Watson Associates economist Kyle Jory. Talking a little bit about some, first I just wrote down a couple questions for you. Benefits of MP policies, what is that and what needs to happen with them? You talked about some important things there.
No, with margin protection policies, we've seen a lot of interest in the Dakotas and Minnesota as of recently. It's a policy that sells in the fall, and it takes a fall price discovery and then also puts into that input costs, so we can protect against some of these input cost movements. That's something that we won't actually see producers looking at necessarily until the fall, but it is something to start thinking about at this point as we're talking about insurance these days here.
All right, and with a lot of the deadlines and stuff coming up here, there's a lot to consider, but you had a little bit of advice and just some things that you've seen and some of the math that you've done. What are those trends?
Right now, we have fantastically high prices, I mean, historically speaking. And so this is really the perfect opportunity to capture a lot of that price risk, because we're seeing the downside pressure looking at the year ahead with crop insurance, because crop insurance is it's a product that is federally subsidized, and it's offered to producers in a way that is very easy to engage with. You don't need to open a brokerage account. You don't need to pay brokerage fees and work through that. You can work with a local crop insurance agent. And you can protect a lot of these high prices, products like ECO, SCO, or area-based plans, which, you know, even if your county doesn't trigger a yield, those prices are probably going to give you a lot of protection at higher coverage levels. And we're also seeing a lot of farmers right now interested in expanding their coverage into higher coverage levels to, again, capture a lot of that high price, regardless of whether or not they end up having a yield loss.
And PLC and SCO versus ARC, what are your considerations there?
Well, as it stands right now with the prices that we're looking at for reference prices, and those discussions are happening, you know, in the Farm Bill, it doesn't look like really either ARC or PLC are necessarily going to be paying out this year. However, we do have this product which was brought forward in the 2014 Farm Bill called SCO. SCO attaches only, or you can purchase it only if you elect PLC. So generally speaking, when I've been talking with producers, I've been saying, you know, regardless of ARC versus PLC, if you think about PLC plus SCO, because SCO is capturing these high prices and giving us that protection, that's probably where we want to be looking at investing our dollars at this point. You do have to pay for SCO. That's the big difference. With ARC, it's free. That's why there's a lot of interest in that, and it does provide revenue protection. But the reference price is so low that maybe this SCO is the thing to look at. Again, though, you do need to make that election to elect PLC.
Any other considerations as we approach this March 15th deadline and, you know, the rest coming up throughout the season?
Don't forget to sell your crop. It's a funny thing to say that, but it's totally true, because we do have good prices. Don't just simply assume that that's going to protect you, because you don't know what's going to happen with the yields. If you select higher coverage levels, especially on an individual plan like a revenue protection plan, you can lock in a much higher guaranteed bushel that you can forward contract. And it is safe to forward contract that, provided that you elect to choose revenue protection and not revenue protection with harvest price exclusion. The HPO option, the harvest price option that's built into revenue protection, will actually increase or adjust your coverage should you come short and the prices increase. So I know a lot of farmers are worried, if I come up short, maybe I shouldn't be forward selling too much, because what if I don't get the bushels? Well, the insurance policy will actually make up that difference. So don't be afraid of using that RP policy and think about forward marketing today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Again, that is Kyle Jory, Watson Associates economist, joining us on the Red River Farm Network.